This is Debbie Fant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On January 22nd, 1988, talking with Mary Ware in Fort Myers, Florida.
Turn it this way if you want to. And mm-hmm. You can do it on this side.
Mm-hmm.
You hang it up. This is how you hang it up.
Is it, Mom?
These little beer bottles.
Uh-huh.
We just, now we decorate them and put something in there. And they make nice little vases.
That is pretty.
So you spray it. And then you cut your whatever pattern you want.
Uh-huh.
And you cut it. And it's a decoration. It's a little something. These little things that I'm fixing. You see, I got them all around it.
Uh-huh.
And we take these, put a little flour in them, and take them to nursing homes, and, and make some of the ladies happy. These little jars, decorate them and put flowers in them and take them to them.
Mom,
save a lot of stuff.
Mom,
Just
in this bag, and you got some in the bag,
though. Yeah, I think this. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, you got so many.
No, this isn't it. It's another one. It's a flame behind my seat, I think. It's in a plastic piece. No, here. It is. Yeah. Here, over this. Yeah. This is certification. Now, I wanted to share this book that I was. They asked me to bring these things out.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is the Florida Council on Aging. The Super Drugstore, they were looking for somebody, and I was nominated from Lee County.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I was running neck and neck with some man in Seminole County, and they sent a scout down here to find out.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Here's some more behind you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The child told me, no, leave them in there, because I like to use them when I'm going out in the air. Oh, I was taking this piece of music down there. I played that for a lady the other day, and I wanted to Xerox me a copy of.
Oh, this is wonderful. I'd like to take a picture of that.
Yeah, I love life, and I won't live. And I don't want to live in the dumps. I tell my children, I say to them, you don't know where you're going until you stop and think, where did you come from?
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't come from nothing, try to make something. And then if you came from even though being poor now,
mm-hmm.
even though you came from a poor family, but being rich with no moral character,
mm-hmm.
you're still poor.
Mm-hmm.
And I stress it to children. And then dollars and cents don't make you.
Mm-hmm.
It's your moral character and how you stress yourself with people. Like I said to my little granddaughter, my little great-grand, I said to her, she was saying something. And I said, thank you. And she looked at me as that was a new word. And I said, listen, no matter how big it is or how little it is, people don't have to do nothing for you. When they do anything for you, it says thank you. Because I have gone places, and people would do just a little something for me. And it's just a habit of mine. When you do it for me, it comes out, thank you.
Uh-huh.
And I said, thank you, and the person came back to me and said, gracious goodness, I haven't had nobody to tell me that in years.
That's sad.
It's sad. Well, you're doing something. You got to do that. You don't have to do nothing for you. But, you see, that's what people think about a lot. And I enjoy life, and I want to enjoy life, and I just make it with you. Now this is here. Now this is a doll.
Uh-huh.
that it's a dog. What I mean.
Right.
But I'm going to put t-shirts. This is what you do with this. This is a sample. This was made to show.
Uh-huh.
And I got it there to take to a class to teach at the church on Wednesdays. We go there. And we made the little dogs. I made some pretty little dogs. I got a little black one I got started here for a lady. And I'm going to show you now. And you take and put your toilet, your tissues in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you box the tissues and sit it somewhere, and it's decorated,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Dolls out of.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh. See, I got to straighten it up.
Yeah, fluff it out a little
bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. That's a
petition. Except I've been traveling so much, but that's all right. See, now you take a coat hanger and make your frame.
Mm-hmm.
And just to put these on a little, and make little pom-poms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just tie them. This can start in with tie them and fluff them up. And please put your box of tissues in here.
Mm-hmm.
And your little dog sits up pretty. I didn't put no, you can buy eyes to put on here now, but I didn't buy no eyes out because it's most of the sample.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say, oh, y'all just give me this and let me finish. I said, no, you just have to make you one. I'll get you started. And I tell them first, make all, then when you get through, you can do your little tail just like you want.
Uh-huh.
And fluff it up.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great.
So you see, I just sit around and do dream up things and do them and see them. And different companies, when I was in this work a lot, anytime they get samples of things like this, you know, anything new that didn't be made out of something, tissues or whatnot, they'll send it to me.
Mm-hmm. I understand that you do a lot of music.
Yeah, I was owner of my church for 62 years.
62 years. How did you learn to play the organ?
Well, I took music from a music teacher. I had my last time taking music, I took from Miss Effie Winker Hamilton. She was a white lady,
mm-hmm.
and she would give me special music,
mm-hmm.
and anthems and songs like that, because lots of music teachers. They knew hymns and just plain songs, but anthem was something extra. And in my church is the type of church that use that type
mm-hmm.
of music.
Mm-hmm.
So that I learned to play. I was playing for my Sunday school for 7 years when I was 7 years old.
When you were seven.
So I've been around with that a long time. I just got a piece of music here now. I played for a lady. She sang last Friday for the Church United Women, and One Day at a Time, and it's real pretty. So she let me, gave me the copy to keep it. Just copied me, had me a piece copied off it, you know, One Day
uh-huh.
at a Time. It's a real pretty song. And,
are you teaching anyone else to play?
Well, I used to teach it, but children don't have the interest now.
Oh.
And I have two little boys that has the interest of music, and I'm going to the school board. I was there the other day, and the lady, the music teacher, is going to give me some little easy books, like comic books or
mm-hmm.
something like that, saying to get them started with their notes.
Mm-hmm.
And children like the cold music now. They don't, like we had to learn ABC like that. But they like the chord, so.
Mm-hmm.
We learn them. Well,
so the chords are easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's much easier. And so that's what I'm picking up now, some little easy chord music from so the lady's going to bring me some. And we have two little boys, one little boy, but I know the other little boy is going to want to do it because they like to compete with
right.
one another.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to do it for them because the parents is always doing something real nice for me.
Uh-huh.
And he said to me, well, I want to play the piano like you. I said, you do. I said, well, I'll teach you. I said, so I can leave a legacy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so, because now My children play. When I had my son, he finished college. When he first finished college, he was finishing music. Mm-hmm. But he went back to school and took up management. Mm-hmm. And he got his master's in management. Mm-hmm. So, but he still plays a little bit. But he sings in his choir and he whatnot like that. But he, but the rest of them, then I have one daughter that she, well, all of them had music. Mm-hmm. But they wasn't interested in it. So, I had one daughter that she played for the church for a while, but she said, Mama, there was too many things to do after she started having children. She said, that was too much. So she said, Mama, I don't see how you did it and raised us. Oh. Sunday mornings, I played one time. I was playing for the Sunday school. Sunday morning, I'd have my baby dressed and in a basket sitting in the car, and then put them all the rest of the children, and we'd be on our way to Sunday school by 9:30. About 9:15, I was in Sunday school. And sometime I would get there just in time to open up the Sunday school. And the children would get out, and somebody would always come out there and take the baby out and bring it and sit inside. But I made it. They have no regrets. A lady, they have a funeral tomorrow. And they asked me to speak on her as a Christian. I said, you know what? I'd like to speak on her as a mother. Because I can remember so many times when I would be wanting to go with the other girls, and they'd be going to the drugstore, and they'd be going places, you know. And I'd want to go, and she said, but they promise you can't go, because, you know, they might call on you for something. Well, I see, and I stayed. Now I can look back at my life. Some of those girls, and most of them, is dead and gone. Mm-hmm. And I saw one was here from New York the other day. She looks real good. And the rest of them looks real bad. I told Dorothy, I said, Dorothy, you're not about the only one that really haven't been in the operating room and all that kind of things. I said, the Lord is taking care of her. I said, because really one thing about it, when you stay with him, he will take care of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't regret being raised like I was raised at all. We didn't have a whole lot of money, but we had a whole lot of love in our family and a whole lot of work. We thought.
Uh-huh. Everybody does.
Yes, sir.
Well, so you've lived in Fort Myers all your life?
All my life.
Mm-hmm. And you watched it change?
Oh, the change, yes, sir. Right here, I was born on 2nd Street. You know where the old, no, you're not, for me,
too well, much where 2nd Street is.
Well, 2nd Street, as you come across the bridge, you'll see a little pink house on the corner of 2nd and Fowler. Mm-hmm. Well, the lady that was the head of the post office, she lived there. And it was a building right behind her. It's there now. The lady has an old secondhand antique place in there.
I've seen that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Upstairs is where all the people lived that worked for the people, you know, stayed on premises. The married people lived up there, upstairs. Uh-huh. My daddy came to Fort Myers before you would come here on the train. Uh-huh. And he came on the train to Point of Garda and caught the schooner and come on to Fort Myers. My mother came later after the train started coming in to Fort Myers. Uh-huh. I think it must have been about 2 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I was born. She worked for the Henrys right around the corner there.
Henry County?
Uh-huh. She worked for the Henrys. James Henry, they were head of the flower, Everglades flower thing here. Mm-hmm. And she worked for them. She lived in with them. Mm-hmm. But when my daddy worked up to Fort Myers, Ogden, Buckingham, all was the first part, because it was the farming part, Grove part. Mm-hmm. Fort Myers was for me, it was the popularity was fruit and vegetables, farming and groves everywhere. And my daddy worked for Heitman Groves. And Mama worked for Hendricks. Mm-hmm. He would come in almost every week or 2 weeks or something like that. But they had a room up here in this building, and that's where I was born. Dr. W.P. Winkler and M.P. Matheson was doctors then. So you see, I see Fort Myers grow from a cow town to a metropolitan city. Gracious goodness, I can visualize. My daddy had a horse and wagon at first, and my mama had a laundry. And he worked in the lumber yard. Mm-hmm. So that made us be able to move, you know, where we wanted. He had this horse and wagon, of course. We traveled in the horse and wagon until later years he got a truck. And we just enjoyed life in Fort Myers. Mm-hmm. And lived here a long time. Yes, I've seen it grow. The railroad, where it is now, we lived on Cranford, and we lived up off the railroad. And the tolls then was out here where they had all the cattle and things. And we would see the cows. They would load those cows by 5 o'clock in the morning, and you'd hear them, whoo, up there going, you know, when they loaded the cows.
Uh-huh.
And we'd be driving them.
Uh-huh.
You see those cowboys on those horses, you know, getting the cows together. And those cows, you'd be surprised. They would line up in about 6 rows, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they'd be going right along. The cowboys be on this, and cowboys would be about 2 horses length, riding on each side, because we'd get to that picket fence and look through and see them going there. And they'd take them, and you'd hear them getting on the, whoo, you know how cows move.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And they would load them and put them in this little thing. And see, one cow, it was just big enough for a cow to drive them in there.
Uh-huh.
Now, they would be there until around 12 o'clock, putting those cows, you know, for them to get in those car boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have them in them car boxes. And then after a while, maybe the next time would be hogs, and just like that. And it was, they would come right down from our house, but just not this street, the next street, mm-hmm. where they would go to the house. Because it was one, our house wasn't right on the corner. Our house was about like this, and then on the corner was another house.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd see them going on there, because you didn't dare go outside, because, you know, they might get loose. One of those cows might get loose, because they, you know, long horns and things.
Yeah.
They weren't like just regular cows, you know. They had those long horns on them and things like that. But they were, and I've seen it grow. Oh, sometimes I sit down in my mind and visualize Fort Myers when I was a little girl, you know, going to town and the stores and things like that. And my mama had this laundry, and we would go to the Bradford Hotel and pick up the little laundry, you know, to bring. I had us a little red wagon,
mm-hmm.
put that clothes on that little wagon. And I was telling my brother, I said, you know, it wouldn't have been real nice if it had pictures to take. Pictures were taken, but nobody know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Taking of us, pulling them little wagons, hauling them clothes and everything. I said, once upon a time, you would have been ashamed of those pictures. Because after he got old enough, he finished high school, he went to college, and he became the principal of the schools here. He was in the school system 31 years. So he said, you know, baby, I'd just like to see one of those pictures, see how we used to look going with that little wagon, getting clothes and groceries. But those were the good old days, I'm telling you. Everybody was just feeling nice. We had our own place to live, and we had our own things, and so on. It wasn't so much mixing. And then it was a lot of mixing, because the white children and us, we used to play together and play ball and have our little folk dances in our neighborhoods out there with us a ring around the roses. And I'm telling you, it was really a good time. But I've always got along with people.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I can
always,
see that.
Right now, I'm in about 5 different things downtown. And tomorrow night, I was going out of town to a church meeting. But after Miss Tillis passed and was coming and having a funeral tomorrow, well, I changed that. But I wouldn't have gone anyway, because one of the ladies coming, she says, Mary, you're going to be in town Saturday? I says, I hope to. She says, well, we're going to have a party for you. My birthday is Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Says, and we want you to come. We're going to have a dinner and have a little get-together. Says, because you know you've been around with us a long time. I said, well, I didn't know whether you remember that. So I'm going to that big dinner Saturday night. Monday night, they was having this big thing for Martin Luther King, but I couldn't go because they called me at the last minute and said, don't forget about your birthday party. I said, oh. But it's just to think about somebody who loved him and my children. When I was 70, they said, Mama, now as long as you live, We will celebrate your birthday. We want to, that was going to be one thing. We going to, all of us want to get together mm-hmm. and give you a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. We want you just plan for that. So school has been there. My daughter lives in Georgia. She works for the University of Georgia in early childhood. Mm-hmm. And my son, he lives in Orange Park. He works for the Navy. Mm-hmm. There. And they always hit, and I have a cousin who lives in Daytona. They wanted to have it at Daytona this year. So they got out of school so many days, you know. So my daughter said to me, she said, Mom, I don't know what time I'm going to have to make up some time. She said, but I don't know whether we can have around the 27th or whatever. I said, listen, don't worry about my birthday. I said, I got 10 more good years, honey. I said, y'all can just have a birthday then. And so I said, she said, well, what you want for your birthday? I said, send me some Watkins salve.
Watkins salve?
Salve. For my knees. I said, so I can keep her going. She said, that's all you want. I said, yeah. I said, I don't need no perfume. I said, lady just gave me one of those bottles of Tiros
uh-huh.
from Penny's.
Uh-huh.
And this is the second one I've had. The first one, lady gave it to me when I went to Bonaventure this summer mm-hmm. to the Super X things, because every year I go to give away the plaque. And especially when the black person win it. Well, I don't know whether because the little white man wanted to give a foley, and I went and I gave him his. And so this year, this is a black lady, and Avon Park won it, so I went up to give it to her. And so this lady gave me, everywhere I've gone, that, and somebody says to me, the little lady at the bank, she says, oh, I smell roses. She says, what kind of perfume do you have? I said, T-Rose. She said, I got to go. She said, where did you get it? I said, Penny's. I said, it's a nice little vial, and you can spray it on it, you can dab it on. I said, and it costs $30, but it's a nice size. Man. So she said, then I'm going to get some. I went to school board the other day to this picture, to an RSVP meeting. The lady says, I smell some. I said, that's me. Not really thinking it was me, you know. She says, she asked what kind it was. I told her it was T-Rose. And she says, I want to see you before you leave. And so I told her it came from Penny. This lady came. And behold, that was Tuesday I was in. Wednesday I got home. The lady come and she said, Mary, what you doing? I says, nothing. And she says, have you started driving yet? I says, I've driven one time since I had uh-huh. eye surgery. She says, well, I was just wondering if you wanted to meet me down at Covenant Presbyterian Church. I got a package for you that the girls bought you for your birthday. I said, well, the United Women of Mrs. Church.
Uh-huh.
And I met her down there, and she gave me I told Betty, I said, gracious goodness, I said, they don't mean for me not to be T-Rose.
that's you. That, yeah. They can...
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice way to be recognized.
I'm telling you, let me tell you something. People are so nice to me. That's right now, like, I said to my girl, I was teasing them about being old. I said, well, honey, nothing gets old but shoes and clothes. I said, and I got my machine there. I renovate my clothing. The other day, I had Betty laughing. I had some shoes. You know how it can accumulate. I says, I'm going to get some of these shoes out of here because they're all sticking under there. So I gave some of my shoes, you put them in the bag, it was different. Bless the goodness, I was in the shoe shop, and I saw this lady getting all these shoes and fixed up and everything. She paid the man $34. So I said, she had a whole lot of shoes fixed up. He said, yeah, I put new heels on them.
Uh-huh.
She said, they're good shoes, but the heels is out of style.
Uh-huh.
And he put new heels on. I cut back on my toe, my daughter. I said, I wish I'd have seen that before I gave these shoes away, because they were good shoes and everything, because I take care of things. And then I said, I could have had me some new heels and then had me some new shoes. But I had given them away then. Yeah. And then the night, because you don't find, did you know you don't find good shoes now like you used to?
I know.
Those shoes is made out of something that stretches and thing. I bought a pair of shoes and they stretch so. It's too big. I couldn't hardly wear them.
Oh, no.
And these in here, I done throw them away two or three times. Let me think. This company here went out of business. Out of business. My ladies. And I'm telling you, But thank Lord, I had just went and bought me another pair like this, mm-hmm. And a white pair, and a red pair, and just, you know, had bought them because they were on sale. And I said, well, I'll get these pair. I went back down there to get me. I said, I'm going to my chicken. And the little lady said, she says she just got a notice from the company that said close the door, that they wasn't operating anymore. And later on, they just packed them up. See, people went, they want to buy them. You know, would have bought them, lost extra, but they packed them in boxes and sent them away. And this friend of mine, she said she went somewhere. Yeah.
Well, you've been working with children now for how many years?
Oh, well, I worked with children. All the days, because even when I was in Sunday school, I always had your Sunday school class, and I always had the children. Mm-hmm. And I love working with children.
And you think up these scrap crafts to work with them? And,
right.
And,
mm-hmm. Well, see, with me, with the recreation department, I had music, arts, and crafts, and mm-hmm. and different games and things, and I always had me a little class of children that I would teach something special, you know, sitting around. And they would come in there all ages, you know. Mm-hmm. And the big children could say, shoot pool or play some kind of game mm-hmm. that they could play. Mm-hmm. But the small children had to be taught something. And then after I started working for the city and recreation, they opened up this senior AIDS program. Mm-hmm. So then I moved on from the recreation department to the senior AIDS. Mm-hmm. And I worked as senior AIDS, and that's where I retired from the senior AIDS department. Well, I retired from the recreation department and went to the senior AIDS after they opened mm-hmm. it up. So.
And so are you still working with the senior AIDS?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Off and on?
I volunteer. I don't. On Wednesdays, it would have been nice. On Wednesdays, we work down to the Mount Hermon Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. And the elderly lady fix breakfast, and we go down there and have breakfast with the fellowship. And then we make lap robes for the elderly nursing people that lives in nursing home. And now we're making, at Christmas time, we made pillows like this mm-hmm. for them to have, you know, sitting in wheelchairs and things. They need a pillow for the back. Mm-hmm. And we make pillows for them. And made lap robes mm-hmm, for them mm-hmm. to match the pillows. And
that's nice.
Then we had a big dinner. The church gave a big dinner for all the people. They brought them in wheelchairs and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they had dinner, and they all got a gift. Uh-huh. And then now we started on making bags like this for them to put on the wheelchair, uh-huh. to carry things in.
Right, right.
So but we're making the hands a little bit longer than this, so that they can fit down on the wheelchair, mm-hmm. you know.
Sort of like little saddlebags.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're making that for them now, and making ribbons. You know, teaching on how to fold ribbons, you know, make pretty bows like for packages or decorations or something like that. Mm-hmm. Just something, just like now, that little ribbon there and that flower. Mm-hmm. We're teaching them how to do that. Mm-hmm. And just different little things I work with. Now, those flowers up there, I made those flowers. Uh-huh. And arranged them. Dolls out of some last night I was sorting out big. Somebody's always giving me some man brought a whole lot of stuff here. I don't see what I think's in that box. I made little dolls out of take a styrofoam bone and you cover it with cord, you know, knitting
like
thread,
yarn.
Mm-hmm. And you cover it and make the head and mm-hmm. the face and fix it like I did the little, make the eyes on the little mm-hmm. doll. Mm-hmm. And now I don't put no, on the little children things, I put those kind of little eyes on them.
Right.
Cause see,
so
they won't hurt
them. Off, yeah.
But you see, they might take them out if they're little glass eyes, because mm-hmm. you can buy them. And then wrap it around and make it like a tie. Mm-hmm. Tie and make it like it's the name to it. And like that, and they can have to play with it and just drag around and thing. I hate some around there, but every time some little child comes, they get attached to it and then take it with them.
It's gone. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I love doing that, so.